Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice win by Georgia Tech last night.
They tried to trick that thing off.
It looked like they were going to.
When
NC State scored that touchdown, they broke that big run. It's like 90 seconds left whatever, and they take the lead. It's like, dang, man, like, you got to win this one at home and all that. And I realized that Haynes King came in banged up, got more banged up, had to leave the game. Aaron Filo with just a phenomenal.
What a game.
Phenomenal performance.
What a game by that young kid.
And they go down and score the touchdown and win the game 30-29 now. That last second field goal with the wind at the kicker's back.
It was
it
going.
It had the distance.
It was going, dude.
when the kicker, so they called timeout to ice him and all that kind of stuff. The kicker went down and picked up like a piece of turf and flung it in the air like a golfer. 58 yards, a long way to kick a field goal. It by far would have been his career long. Mm-hmm. But he flows it in the air like a golfer, and the wind gusts it 15 yards that way. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
That wind is at his directly at his back, and it's blowing hard. He's going to make this thing. At very least, he's going to give it a chance to go in.
Right.
He gave it the distance. He pulled it a little bit left. That's an NC State Wolfpack problem, and Georgia Tech wins the game. 7 wins, undefeated at home.
That's awesome, man. Good
this
good
year, and Bobby Dodd, good for them.
Good for Coach Keys in this program. I mean, obviously, making that a home field advantage. You saw the crowd, the student section. They were all in it and everything like that. Now, they should not have been undefeated since 99 because Yap didn't fumble the ball, and we would have won that game. I really don't care, whatever you want to say. I know my man Jay Ham out there listening. You know the deal, but it was what it was.
Yeah, good, though. That's good.
Yeah, it was.
That's good.
It was what it was.
That's the energy we want.
Yeah.
That's the energy we want for next week.
Yeah, it was what it was.
Because that's the energy they started with last night as soon as the game was over. Did you hear these guys?
No.
Brent Key, I mean, they were asked. They didn't bring it up. They're asked about Georgia being next.
What are they?
And they were like, yeah, to hell with those guys.
As they should.
Which is great.
Yeah, as they should.
It just, yeah, absolutely right. But as they should, but not everybody does. You know? Sometimes people are like, well, you know, just going to enjoy this one, and blah, blah, blah.
As you should. But let me tell you something, young fella. Let me tell you something, what your snotty knows. And we ain't NC State. We kind of have the same colors.
Yeah.
But y'all coming up to that funk on a Friday night.
There it is.
Yeah, so, whatever.
That's exactly.
That was a great.
That's what we need. That's what we want.
That was a great damn win, though. It really, really was. Yeah. And, you know, for the young man to come in and play the way he played as a freshman out there, throwing the ball all around. I don't know what Haynes King's decision is going to be as far as his next year, whatever, but it looks like Georgia Tech has their quarterback.
Yeah, they're in good hands.
Yeah, they're in good hands right there, man. And it was unbelievable for him to go out and play the way he did. And again, congratulations to Coach Keys, back-to-back bowl games, and obviously, you know, a big game for them next Friday.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And again, like we always say, when it comes to them or really anybody that we're covering that plays locally, you just want them to be good. You want them to be relevant. I know, obviously, from a Georgia Tech standpoint, that's not what I mean. But, you want all the teams that have an opportunity to be covered in this city to have some relevancy and have some excitement and have the fan base behind them. Georgia Tech has done that.
Oh, yeah, man.
This year, because it's been a couple years.
It's been a long time since that place looked like it looked.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I mean like that. And Georgia not being there taking over the building.
Right, right.
For that crowd and for Brent Key to get that fan base the way they were.
On a Thursday night against NC State.
And we talked about a couple of days ago about, you know, they lost a recruit or whatever to Georgia, whatever, but they're in the mix for it. Like, their hat's at the table now with these kids here in Atlanta because he's bringing such a fun brand of football back to this city, because it's hard for me to believe that, you know, they're in the center of freaking Atlanta.
Yeah.
They had Bebe and all those things. But now
it's been a while.
It's been a while, man.
It's been a while.
And it's good for the city. It's good for that university. Because when you talk about, when people are, well, you don't talk about tech, well, give us something to talk about.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. We've talked more about, and again, I don't, you're a fan of the team. That's you want to hear your team talked about. I get it. But, like, because of what they've been this year, we've talked more about them this year than we have in any of the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, that state to start the year, obviously the upset against Miami a couple weeks ago, what happened last night, like, it's not complicated. Do some cool stuff, and folks will talk about
it. Yeah, man.
Simple as that. And they did some cool stuff last night. Congratulations to them. Big win. Clutch win, 30-29 over NC State.
And now they, you know, like I said, the bowl eligible, undefeated at home, and got some good momentum, you know, as far as, you know, trying to, when you're recruiting,
yeah.
You're talking about, hey, we're building something. No, mm-hmm. And because, you know what, it ain't like some gimmick.
Yes,
yeah, it ain't no Waffle House and all that other crap. It's football.
It's we beat Miami.
It's toughness.
We beat undefeated Miami.
It's all those different things.
We went undefeated at home.
And then you got a coach who got that bottom. Mm-hmm. He got it in him. He ain't for kissing ass.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He's all about football. If you want to come here, come here. If you don't, move on. Mm-hmm. And that's why I told you, I play for Brent Key in a minute.
Yeah, no,
I play for that guy.
He's doing a nice job. It's also nice with all that we kind of felt about him at the end of the year last year and coming into this year and winning a recruiting battle at the end of the summer and all that kind of stuff to back it up with a pretty nice season and really have something to build on. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nice because, you know, people, you talk yourself into things so many. People talk themselves into Jeff Collins. You talk yourself into whatever.
I ain't never talked myself into Jeff Collins.
I didn't buy Jeff Collins.
I was like, what the hell are you doing? Is that what?
The gimmicks and then just the way that some of the stuff he would say is like, all right. But yeah, no, Brent Key's the real deal, and it's a really solid year one. It's not over yet. They got the final game of the year, rivalry game against Georgia, and then they got a bowl game.
Yep.
So they win that bowl game, they get 8 wins. It's nice.
Yeah.
Or I obviously beat Georgia too, but we'll get to that next week.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not going to happen.